to you?
Maybe I can.
Not with a bunch of kids and everything else going.
Well, boy, Tom, our oldest son, who is very much into photography and computers, keeps saying, well, you need pictures to go with all these stories.
I'll have to dig out, see what I've got left.
And we may come down someday and say, do you have pictures of this, or what do you have? Let's have a picture of that fire engine. That'd be great.
Are they all in albums or just in boxes?
They're all mixed up. I sent a lot back to Bert. Now you should nail him on that, too.
Well, yeah, he should have.
Every once in a while, we go back in memories, and I'd go back and take some of the old pictures out, and he's got a lot of them.
Yeah, that'd be nice to see some of those pictures to add to this. Since he's outside, if his the pictures are outside, nobody will know what they refer to here in Fairbanks.
That's right, they'll get lost.
Yep.
Yeah, it was wrong. We were thinking about Bert's book, and that picture would have been nicer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would have been wonderful.
Yep.
That.
Just the picture of him and his big old cigar on the back of the cover.
What? You have a copy of Paul Elbert's book of poetry?
Yeah, I think we do, but I can't tell you where it is. We've got a bunch of books up in our little attic, and I think I know we've had it.
He was a fun guy, boy. He was a big guy. Everything he did was big, right?
Right.
Including making a mess of himself.
Well, his place is still there. And I guess the root cellar is gone, but you can still kind of recognize the place for being one of the early. On Farmer's Loop there, Nancy, about what's it close to?
What?
Not too far this side of the...
Yeah.
Golf course, but on the other side of the road.
Road goes up the hill.
Oh, Scenic Heights. You know where Scenic Heights is? Well, it's just this side,
it
I think.
It made a loop and came around, but the other end of this loop would be...
Paul Elbert's place.
Paul Elbert.
Paul Elbert.
Elbert with an E.
Elbert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he was one of the Potato War participants, wasn't he? One of the invaders.
I don't know why they had to be this. They needed the excitement or something. I don't know.
Did it just last 1 year?
Well, put in one out of business.
That was the year we decided to put in potatoes too, about 5 acres that went under. Realize some of those things.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Uh-oh.
And then they also went under, you say, right? I mean.
It really hurt them, too.
Sure.
More than hurt.
Well, somebody mentioned that Matanuska bought the old root cellar with the idea of bringing their potatoes up. I don't know whether they did bring them up or not, but it would sure open up the market here.
Yeah, we did buy that old root cellar company. Because I can remember bringing carrots and potatoes and things like that in there for them to market for me.
Right. But my understanding was that Matanuska later bought it when the co-op fell apart, I suppose. And
that I recall.
Yeah, I was trying to remember who told it. Well, I tell you what, when these stories get circulated, you're all going to have to correct each other's mistakes.
Right.
Well, he may be the one that told me that, but I didn't quite think it was. Yeah, Lee mentioned a lot of these things.
There are black cats out there listening to voles.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yes, we don't have much trouble with varmints around here. I occasionally find some innards in the house.
He wants to go across the road tonight.
Well, and you go talk him out of it if you think
sure
you can.
Well. You about ready for some?
Yeah, I think you're about ready for a bowl of soup.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, Al's been making some... He makes potato soup for potato farmers.
It is good. One of our
potatoes are good.
Potato pancakes and good stuff.
You like making potato pancakes, huh?
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Yeah, I'm a trader this year. I bought outside potatoes. I can't handle them, the big D. I don't know what they did with them.
They will not bake.
They won't.
I don't know what variety they are.
Well, they're russet, but I don't like them.
Yeah, well, they said
you ought to buy the gold in Yukon Gold there. What the fuck? Three hundred thousand.
I don't know, because we don't buy them. I never, do you ever price potatoes in town now?
What?
Do you ever price the potatoes when you're shopping?
No.
Well, you're
no
help either.
I'm going to have my own next year. You wait.
You're going to have your own garden?
You bet. I'm going to dig up a spot somewhere around that place. And we will have potatoes and carrots.
Does your daughter have potatoes?
They've just relocated to a new place this year, so I don't think I'll have a garden this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just got the house ready and
where is this?
Putting finishes touches on except the outside, not yet.
Oh.
Over on Goldfinch. It's
up above the university?
Subdivision, huh?
Yeah, all the bird names
up
there.
Oh, nice place over there. Nice.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Yeah.
What's her last name?
Well, let's see. I had these mental blanks that just drive me crazy.
Wait a minute, I had it.
Whitney?
I talked to her on the phone.
Sue Whitney, right.
Is it Whitney?
Whitney,
Okay. I think I looked for her in the phone book and couldn't find any Whitney that looked like her.
I always got to think, because I do bad things. Our first husband was Austin, which was a disaster.
Yeah.
And then Jim Smith, so I always want to say Sue Austin or Sue Smith. Or,
yeah, hard to keep up.
And we don't want to do that.
You know, I saved her letter to the editor after the Kettendorf boy was killed. That was such a good letter. And I ran across the court by accident the other day. And that's when I started looking for her in the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cora, I think, said you were back here and that you were living with her.
She's unlisted number, so you wouldn't have found her.
Pardon?
You wouldn't have found her, unlisted number.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I talked to one of the Rainier girls, because I figured, well, they were close neighbors, maybe they would know. And sure enough,
cool.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't call.
Okay.
Did you enter all your vegetables into the fair over the year?
Oh, Lord. How many times did we win that home?
Tell you, let's put one over here.
Award.
And I think it's
there. Okay.
Yeah. Instead of spreading it so far around the table.
So were you big into just your vegetables, or also did you do the canning and the...
Oh, yes, everything.
It works.
It worked. We did well. We did real well.
Do we have some butter for the bread here, or is it already buttered? Oh, yeah, there's a cat sitting
eggs with our
there.
Beer yet, too, right?
Pardon?
I say eggs with our beer yet, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Not only the bird, but it's buttered.
Yes. And would you like some water, Ruth, or
no,
coffee?
I'm fine, thank you.
Coffee
would be great.
Okay. Here you go. You take anything in it?
A little bit of sugar.
All right. That
was sweetness all rotten one up. I love your artwork. I really do.
Well, we've got some more here and there, but that's the most of it. Oh, we've got some in the TV room there you might be interested in. This little one here and this one here are pretty new. We just got those in the last few months. A local fellow that actually he has studied under the fellow that did the two big ones here. And you can kind of see some similarities. They both, to look at it first, you think, well, there's not much color.
Every time you get somebody studying under somebody, they copy there. And
sure.
It looks
but
like.
But you get to looking, and there's all these little pinks, and then there's little browns. And there's a lot more color in there than you see
mm-hmm.
the first time.
Yeah. Oh, that is neat.
Well, this is a retired. What, Marine?
No, he was a psychology teacher.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Been on the campus.
What would you like to drink?
I'll have a glass of milk, I guess.
Okay.
Swans or milk drinkers. I don't know whether. Oh, a pudding? Here's a pudding.
All right.
We better have some little bowls for that. Why don't you go sit down? Luther, let you move over that chair if you will.
Oh, sure.
You got your coffee. You got a meal. This is a sort of a do-it-yourself operation. Or there's something you need asked.
Right.
And we'll tell you how to get along without it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No complaints. No complaints.
I always like that. One of the first things we were told when we came up here is. That's what I have right here. Yes.
We do get that at the place. All the ravens, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
You get them all over, too.
Okay. Why don't you help yourself with some bread there?
I did it for you, too.
Oh, those darn things.
Where do you find your corn for the birds?
In that, Fred has it, Fred Myers, but also Alaska Feed.
All right.
The problem is trying to get the birds to eat them. They don't know what to do with it.
Well, yeah, it's really intended for the squirrels, but what do Alaska squirrels know about corn?
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of play around with it, and I don't know if
yeah.
They eat it.
You're going to feed people crackers.
Well, we certainly can.
I thought that you were the one that said soup crackers automatically.
Well, yeah, but
was
fresh,
the next word.
Fresh bread is a pretty attractive item,
very
too. Nice. Why don't you help yourself with some bread there, Ruth? Or crackers.
Oh, whatever, bowl. Thank you.
Or both. Like some crackers, too?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're going to have some all here?
No, I'm going to pass for
it
right now.
It may not come back.
Uh-oh.
Gotta gamble someplace in your life.
He's got it.
Yeah, we do quite a bit of bird watching right from this family house that's out suet and sunflower seeds. The grouse come in and done when it's dusky out there. We've had a cock lately displaying, spreading his tail feathers and dragging his wings and being completely ignored. Well, they better
get fun of the birds here again. We were so limited with our species down there, but
where was that in Anchor Point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
looking for
too many crows
on the window ledge.
Yeah, when you over here. How long were you in Anchor Point?
Oh, Lord. Too long. What a horrible place, really a horrible place.
These people are full of questions. You have to watch them.
Oh, I mean, if you would have sent a letter when we moved in to the one at Anchor Point, it would have come to my box. They were so annoyed that we had invaded their territory.
Oh, is that
they
right?
Were so,
huh.
The old timers. I felt like I moved to a different planet. It was
horrible. I had no idea.
Horrible.
Did you know Gussie Moomy? When did you move down there?
Moomy's, I don't know.
Because she was a postmaster, I thought. It was an Anchor Point. This would have been back in, maybe before you were there.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been in the 60s.
No, we moved there at 74.
Okay, she was probably gone by then.
Well, there's a lot of them left of the area, but I'm not sure which.
Yeah. Can you reach that margarine there, Al?
Morning.
Yeah, I need a little margarine on my warm bread.
Ruth, did any of the local men help to build the road? Did anybody get hired on with DOT to build the road, or was it all outsiders that came up and built the road?
Hot Springs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They were all local people.
Complex there, I think.
Well, pretty much local contractors, I would imagine.
I know the Army used that road, but...
Well, that was our understanding, was that they, outside of the people at the time that had driveways into their places, that the Army built the road in order to get into the back side of land.
What was the name of the big construction company that pulled our front bumper off?
When they were building the, when they were paving the road the first time.
Several initials.
I may have it in mind.
Yes.
Well, PK? Was it,
Peter K?
I don't know. Wasn't there more than one?
And
company
if
involved?
PK had anybody working for them, if you lined up a superintendent and a couple of foremen and 18 laborers, maybe the top superintendent might have been from outside. But because construction was so different up here, a company that was smart would hire their top men from up here so they didn't make these mistakes, which the companies ended up having to pay for because they bid to do a job. And,
well, how come they made the big mistake that they did then?
Right.
How do you think those guys learned to become the top bosses?
That was the year that it rained and rained and rained, and they had this road opened up in order to put in fill, this and that, and it was mud. Did you ever know Alice Kimmel? She lived on out. Well, she was a red-headed fireball. And, well, you tell a story, Al. You remember better than I do.
The ground was so spongy that when a D8 cat drove alongside you, it had pushed the dirt up. And this guy was busy looking the other direction and driving down the center of the road, and she was off to the side here, and he didn't touch her, he didn't bump into her or anything like that, but the ground pushed up and tipped her over on the side. She's in a pickup.
So
she finally got the window rolled down and got her head stuck up out of there and called him every profane word that she ever heard in her life. And it was loud enough that he actually heard it and stopped to see what's the matter.
Duh. Oh, brother.
Well, we still have the bumper off of our, 56 Chevy station wagon that they were pulling cars through this mud with D8 cats.
The contract
right.
was written said they would not have any more than a half mile of road opened up. By opened up, it meant all the gravel scratched off of it, etc. Well, they somehow or other ended up with 3 miles of road opened up, and then it started to rain.
Whoa.
And it rained steady for 3 weeks. And so they had something like 6 or 8 D8 cats on the project, and at any one time, only maybe 2 of them would be working on the project, and the rest of them were detailed to pulling crew or pulling back so you could go back to home at night.
All right.
And
that sounds like the fun we had going through Calvary.
Yeah, they have the same road conditions down there.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember tons of breakup when Bert wanted me to go to work for him. He had to come down and get me because our vehicle would not hit that hill. It would not. It just wouldn't handle it.
What did Bert have to drive through it with? What did Bert have? What kind of a vehicle did he have?
I'm trying to think. He had an old pickup of some sort.
Something that would go through the mud.
Something went through the mud. Ours would not. I know that. We got stopped many times. Hey, hang it up until the road's better. But I need you today. Well, can we get you?
Well, apparently, a number of the old timers around here had holiday six buys, the military surplus, Dodge.
There were two sizes. The bigger truck was a 2.5-ton GMC.
Well, the power wagons.
Then there was the Dodge Power Wagon. It was a four-wheel drive. Mm-hmm. And it depended on what kind of tires you had on it as to how much good you really did.
People have done without military surplus. Furniture, cars, clothing.
I was in an artillery organization in World War II, and in our training in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, they had this gluey kind of soil, and the bigger guns were pulled by not 2.5-ton, but 7-ton trucks. And these big trucks, all they did was get stuck deeper and further off the road.
So what did they do about it? Stay on the road?
They learned how to remove vehicles from stuck mud holes.
I
saw them doing that over in France, where they were clearing areas to put pontoon bridges in.
He's hired, right?
You betcha, full time.
Right.
Full time, yeah. When he quit, retired from work, I retired from the kitchen. Except that I have to clean it up.
Oh.
But you can't.
It's worth it.
You bet. Yeah, cooking was never anything I was terribly fond of.
I don't do windows either.
You do what you gotta do, I guess. What do you do it?
Well, not only that, but both of the sons have learned to cook. One to the point where he occasionally cooks for 150 people or something.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, and Tom, the older one, is more into the outdoor camping type cooking, I think. Only lately he's been into scones and muffins. And they went over to Scotland here a couple, 3 years ago. And ate real scones, and he's been trying to make the same thing ever since.
Oh man, that'd be a place to see, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Have you traveled much at all, Ruth?
Just coming across the country. First time I get in Alaska here has been Nome and Kodiak, Sitka. I gotta get to Kashmir yet. One of these days. I can't see traveling too much. Not when I got a big state to check out.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of interest here than it would be. I find outside, I'm sure.
Well, especially since outside keeps changing and it isn't what you thought it was anyway by the time you go back.
Mm-hmm.
So you grew up in New York City or New York State generally?
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Great place to grow up in, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I've never been there.
You don't need to go.
I'm afraid I'd be overwhelmed with all those people.
It's not bad, but when you grow up there, you know how to get around and what to handle.
Right.
But if you're going to go there just like that.
Oh, no.
No.
Did Paul ever go back to Russia?
never wanted to. He was just real happy to be here and stay here. He was afraid if he ever got back, they'd keep him.
Yeah, I was sure worried about it. Did his parents survive the war?
He got out just in time. In 36.
Yeah, good time.
He left. And right after that, things started happening there, so he was lucky.
And what about his parents?
Labor camps. He lost an aunt and a sister. Somehow got mixed up with those furnaces, but that they were burning people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how come. I mean, they weren't Jewish or anything, but evidently they were doing more to the population than besides the
but
Jewish.
But this was
people.
In Russia, not in
Poland, I suppose.
Germans?
I mean, he was close enough to Poland to where it would have been.
Okay, yeah.
In Ukraine, the Carpathian Mountains, so it was close enough to where it could have been Poland.
Mm-hmm. So did his parents come here to Alaska?
No, they were all in Pennsylvania. They were working to get enough money to buy a farm in Russia, which they finally did. And, when they got the money, they went back home, and that was the end of it. So, yes.
No, now this one. I'm the rice pudding person. So they came over here with the idea of going back.
Mm-hmm.
Just earn enough money, huh?
Well, I guess.
Have any of your children ever gone back to Russia?
Paul was the first. He had a twin brother that died shortly after they got in Russia. She had 13 other kids after that.
Well, now, Paula, who was Paula? Your daughter, Paula?
No, Paul, my husband.
Oh, Paul, okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quite a mess.
13 kids.
Mm-hmm. Just what we need, right?
Mm-hmm. You bet. Well,
I don't know, there in Ankh Point we had the a Russian village about 10 miles from us, the Old Believers.
Mm-hmm.
And they have large families too.
Well, yeah, that was your Social Security in the old days, and they may still look at it that way, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Russians, one every year.
And I expect they don't believe in abortion or abortion.
The younger people are getting smart, though. They are doing things that the older people don't necessarily know, which is good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite a bunch out there.
Well, how are they getting along? Because I know at times we've heard that they were pretty unpopular with some of the other fishermen. And
well, the way they treated them there in Anchor Point and Homer both, I was embarrassed.
Hmm.
I was really embarrassed for their rudeness. And they just didn't like them, they didn't welcome them, they just were horrible to them.
Well, if they were...
They spoke a foreign language, Mother.
Yeah.
That always happens where there's a foreign language.
Yes, but obviously from what you say, that wasn't even necessary. They didn't like anyone coming in.
Yeah, they didn't like anybody else.
Well, that's because they don't like themselves.
Nasty people they were. They were very clannish.
Huh. Well, now, is Homer itself that way, the town? They're just as bad.
Not as bad as Anchor Point, but...
Well, I wondered, because Homer seems to attract a lot of outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that would make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
Was Anchor Point any particular group of people? Like, were they all from a particular country?
Just old-timers. In the area, the ones that had settled there in the early days. And,
mm-hmm.
I think that was about 48 when they started coming in.
About right.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you their kids didn't hang around. Is this correct? Most of them, the kids went off to Anchorage or something.
Right, Well, nothing to do down there. The unemployment rate and things are terrible.
And what took you and your husband Paul down there?
He wanted to retire by the river. We lived right on the river, practically, in the inlet.
Mm-hmm.
So we could go fishing, right?
I...
No. All he wanted to do was build a new house, which he did.
Well,
Excuse me. There you go. I suppose you'd like a bowl.
Well, my hands are clean, but I'd rather put up a bowl.
So would we. How come I see the pears? No, oh,
That's the pears.
I was not looking for that bowl. No, I don't want them. I wanted to be sure Ruth saw them. That's all the best.
Well, if I get around this, I'll have enough. Thank you.
Well, you don't have to clean up your plate. We don't insist.
Oh, it's good. It really is good.
Okay. The pears are all the vegetable you're going to get.
I got a horrible appetite, though. I eat very little.
Those are...
A particular pear?
The things on the pears.
Cranberries.
Oh, cranberries.
Cranberries are a sauce, and they keep the pears from turning brown when you peel them.
All right.
And they taste very good together.
So if you haven't ever tried pears that way, those are...
That's an idea.
Fancy pears, but they're fancier because they have the sauce on them. And there's three flavors of pudding. Vanilla,
rice and tapioca.
Tapioca.
Unfortunately, I'm full.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah. I won't be able to eat another piece of rice, huh? No, I don't think I can eat another piece of rice. Well, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get home, and you're going to start remembering more stories. So, I suppose you wouldn't write them down, but if you would, you know, that's what Don Herning did. I typed up what we had on the tape and took it down to see if I'd made any mistakes or anything. And he came back with all sorts of additions and not many corrections. He pretty much got that right. But it made him think of all these other things that he hadn't thought of the first time. So he was good enough to write them all down, and I've incorporated them in.
Listen. I wait for him. Not only the Bible in English, but in Chinese too.
Yeah, and Ted was too polite.
He was nice after that.
Oh.
Yeah, they were pretty extreme in there. The fun day came when Bert, being a swore atheist that he is, was carrying on. It was that year with no rain.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad. And the Fitzes were down there in their place, in the dust, in the road.
It's going.
Praying for the good Lord for rain, right? And I mean, they were really working at it.
Right.
So lo and behold, Bert's up on top of the hill there, painting his house and laughing up a storm because of these idiots down the road, right? Till it rained. But it rained only on their place.
Oh.
And Bert didn't get any. You know how that line comes in this country?
Yeah.
And
it
just stopped right there, that rain for this and his lady. And I kind of shook him up a little bit.
Yeah,
I really did. I mean, he came in with a funny look on his face. What's going on? That idiot, I swear.
Oh,
I can't wait for losing with that man.
Ted Freeman was the soil conservation
right.
type.
Mm-hmm.
And he and the extension people worked close together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether BLM worked with him at all, but I remember Lee saying that he apparently had gone to soil conservation and used some device of theirs to measure his property to be sure he had enough cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And then when BLM came out, because they're the ones that had to pass on it apparently, they looked out his window and says, yeah, that looks like enough.
I'm not right.
So maybe BLM and
nobody
soil conservation
in those days. They really didn't.
4-8 Bravo.
you're going to find somebody saying something that you won't agree with, and vice versa. I figure someday when we get the most people we can think of, we're going to have a party and invite everyone, and then you can all fight about all these things.
That would be fun.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I don't think I want to be there.
Oh, whoops.
Well, I am making very clear that these stories are to be circulated. So anybody that doesn't want something they said in there that's going to offend somebody else can take it out. But that's the point of the whole thing, is circulating them so people could have their own memories.
The hardest thing to pin down on a lot of these is, when did something happen on a road construction?
Mm-hmm.
Did this road get built? Did that road get modified and moved someplace else? It really should be documented when the road is cut off up by the fire station to get across to the other side,
Steel Creek Road,
because of the new highway construction on the Cease Expressway.
That should be in the Not Puff Records, I would think. If you were to look or who to
ask. That's true.
Well, maybe Elsie Day knows.
Well, Nancy Herney works in there at Not Puff.
Dot Puff does not have a public desk for people to pull information like this. You need to make arrangements by talking with the boss someplace and then have one of the draftsmen or somebody that knows their way through the files dig this information out.
Well,
and
I bet you Nancy, if she is of a mind to, could figure out who to go to and
that's true.
Where to find it. But she's been in there for years, and Colleen works in there summertimes too, so. Yeah. So, and the other thing that we're finding is hard to determine who homesteaded what piece originally, because you know who bought it later.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find out, well, no, they didn't homestead it. They bought from somebody else. Well, what was the order?
Right.
Yeah. But just today I got some information on the computer that you can talk to the state archives.
All right.
And so my first question is going to be, what do you have to know? What do I have to tell you about it? So I started drafting a message, which I haven't sent yet. Well, let's see what happens. But I think that would be real interesting. This piece down here, which is now Billiken Subdivision, supposedly was part of, according to one story, Tilly Brockman's first husband, homestead. And Harold ended up with it, but we don't know. At one time, Jack Schlippelgrill owned it. But we don't know when, apparently.
Dates, right, dates.
Yeah. And then, of course, Dr. Kim bought it and developed Billiken Subdivision. So he was the last owner and still owns
part
of it. But it'd be interesting to know just who owned what when and how did it change hands. Well, maybe I'll find out.
Yeah, if you still
should come up with it too, it should.
Yeah, if you still have the paperwork on your, when you went there in your land, there in Reno subdivision.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got that somewhere.
Yeah.
There must be plat maps in that area then. I mean, you must have not only your piece of land, but other people around you.
I don't think we had any plat maps. Albie might have now.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be the one that might have.
Right.
Because he came in a little after we did, I think in 1967.
I told him this morning that we would like to talk to him, and I have a hunch that all we do is turn this on, and he's off and running, and we won't have to ask a single
question. You won't have to say a word. You'll go on forever.
Yeah, we had trouble getting out the door because he...
He'll talk to you forever.
Yeah, right.
I hate going to town with him when I got home.
He's got a captive audience, huh?
Yeah. Right. Stops everybody. Hours and hours go by.
Well, he needs somebody to talk to, mm-hmm. I suppose. So how do you get away from him so that you can get off by yourself?
We got an understanding. You do what you want, I do what I want. Well, this is the way it is.
Well, that's what you have to do.
We are so much alike. We've always have been ever since the family were together, you know. And, mm-hmm. I still would get pissed at him. He'd come down and moan in my ear. That would help. It's one of those things. Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple people ago when we were visiting, kind of talked about who did well digging out here, and I've been thinking, well, we know who did wells and we know what happened before wells, but obviously if you have wells, everybody has septic systems. Did everyone dig their own, or were there people out here who were commercially doing it, and then who was emptying them, or did you just dig new ones?
I'm trying to think past the outhouses.
yeah. Well, there was what we call a cesspit. Cesspit?
We didn't really start having water or anything like that until we built the big house. Then we started finally.
So what were you doing before that?
Outhouses.
The outhouses, and where were you getting your water?
Oh, we hauled water for 13 years at Fox.
Out of Fox. You went to Fox to get your water?
That was a good water.
Melting
right?
Snow like crazy.
Oh, sure.
A lot of snow. Mm. Yeah. It was bad. It was bad all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get organized to do it, and you also learn to conserve it. You don't waste that.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew
it. When it's heavy, you had a fur-collared seat to take out with you, so it wasn't too bad.
So were you going into town to do your laundry?
Yeah.
Sure.
For a while, not too much, but I mostly do it at home. By hand. Mm-hmm. Swedish washing machine. Have you never seen a Swedish washing machine? They work.
Now is that
one of those plungers with the holes, the mm-hmm. metal plungers with the holes mm-hmm. coming out? You put that in a 10-gallon bucket.
Right. And squish it up
and down. Clothes. It honest and truly wash clothes.
A lot better than a scrub board for sure.
It wash clothes, I'm not kidding.
And so you gave that up in 1956 when you got the new house?
We didn't finish that new house until, oh boy. In the late 60s somewhere.
Late 60s.
It took us about 10 years.
The typical Alaskan experience?
We didn't want to. We didn't want to go in debt for it,
that's
so
right.
We built when we had the money.
Of course you could. Mm-hmm. I think
we never went over.
Most everyone did it that way.
That was the only way we could do it. I'm trying to think of septic, Joey. Finally had to put it in the septic in the big house, but that was... We were getting modern around that time, when you figure... The late 60s.
We built our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we built a concrete block septic tank,
mm-hmm.
which now would not meet code at all.
Oh, they're an anchor point. I don't know how we got along with it for so long, but
okay.
We just had a cesspool.
Just a cesspool.
Twice as big as cesspool.
It was good.
I know.
Just lined with timbers, trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It worked very well. In fact, it worked better than the septic system. I mean, mm-hmm. it just got great. When we sold the house, we had to put in everything
mm-hmm.
proper, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but...
Who'd you sell to?
This house here, or...?
Yeah, there, your big
Person that was vice president of the airlines, a fellow by the name of John Robert.
Well, I don't know the name, I don't think. I didn't know many.
He was a
Ferner. A Ferner, huh?
A Ferner.
Sounds like it. Robert?
French-Canadian, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Those people were not, they shouldn't have had that place.
Didn't
they
know
were
what
not
to do with it? Or?
Oriented for that type of living. They weren't. They needed a city apartment.
Huh.
You know, like that.
What airline was this?
Oh boy, I don't recall anymore.
One of the standard ones, all. Huh?
No, that was sad. Because the first year they had it, people would come up and give the poor lady hell all the time. What's wrong with you? They let things go. They didn't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Hey, it's a full-time job taking care of the fields and the gardens. she had killed my roses, I knew she would. Well, that one rose bush that has the rose was huge. Figure your table, and maybe when it bloomed, it would, oh, the whole bush would be red.
Wow.
So I instructed her how to take care of this. And the main thing was, when it bloomed, to go out and tell it how beautiful it was and how good it was doing. Come back the next year, it was dead.
Wow.
And okay, she didn't do what she was supposed to do.
Didn't talk to it enough, huh?
You have to talk to things.
What kind of rose was this?
Hansa.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they were great.
They're usually the only ones that'll survive outside. I've got a couple of them out here.
Yeah, we try, but they don't really work, do they?
Mm-hmm. Did you have any fruit trees?
Choke cherries, by the way, right?
Just choke cherries.
Mm-hmm. There aren't too many things here, except in some places, like maybe Claire Lammer's up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to grow anything else. This old gentleman live down here.
I guess crab apples will do all right. The university's got them.
Oh, yeah. You see crab apples, but a lot of people wouldn't.
I think they got the
those
summer red apples, too. They don't produce a big apple, but they're good.
Yep, there's a few.
Newspaper of mail.
Oh,
mailman.
Yeah, the mailman.
Oh, there goes a dog finally. This is funny. Watch this, because she's spooky about people, and he finally, after a year and a half, has gotten her to take a treat out of his hand, but he still can't reach out and pet her. She won't
let him. Dark.
She won't let him touch her.
Look at that. All right. Look at that. She's playing with him.
Oh, yeah. She bounces around. She likes him.
Look at that.
Says, how have you got such a peculiar dog?
Look at that tail. Oh, God.
He obviously likes dogs. He has treats for all the dogs.
All right, a treat. That was good.
I wish he had time sometime to come in the house, because once somebody's in the house, the dog loves them. I mean, she's not afraid of them then.
Mm-hmm.
She is so afraid of. Last night we came home and the kids were out here on their bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently she saw them before we pulled in the driveway. Al said she was cowering. She was coming wanting him.
Too many of them, huh?
Yeah. Her tail was between her legs and she scooted in here.
I'll be darned.
Went right up over to that window and looked out to see what she could see and then came back.
She's a funny dog. And yet, if she detects that someone's afraid of dogs, and she's big enough that we have two people on here that are, boy, then she's going to take advantage of it. And I don't like that, and I don't know quite what to do about it. She gets her back up and barks furiously.
He throws two or three pieces on the ground just before he drives
off. Yeah.
And she's cleaning those up now.
She's pretty.
And she's another pound animal. Most of our pets are pound critters.
There's days I'd like to pound her in the ear.
She goes in the morning and tells him to get up. She can't get up to the bed. The door will be open this much, and she sticks her nose in there and whimpers.
Well, Al, she knows that you may get up. You may make the trip.
All right.
See any woodpeckers out there? Woodpeckers
in the fall time, do you get the bohemian waxwings here?
We had some through earlier this year.
That's one thing I miss. We didn't have them down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had, three pairs, we figured, or four for a while.
Yeah, have you heard the robin yet out on where you are now?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should be any moment because they have them at Kramer's.
Oh, I've been looking for them.
But I've been listening in the morning. I go out and listen and haven't heard them yet. Thank gosh, if they've got them at Kramer's, well, I think they'd come to you. You'll get them before we'll get them out
mm-hmm.
here.
Oh, I do love our birds.
Yeah, they're lots of fun to watch. And we also had, what's the other one we had?
The
grosbeaks for a while. They're pretty pink breasts.
Mm-hmm.
What was the
red
polar bear that had the yellow rump?
Yellow rumped warbler.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's got a name.
Yeah, we've had just clouds of the red poles. And now we have just what must be a local couple or two around. But they were here for quite a long time. Well, you'd see them out here swooping around.
All right. We shot those nasty magpies. Oh, they're nasty birds. They're beautiful birds to look at, but they're so nasty.
I wonder if they aren't creeping this way. From what I was hearing the other day, they keep appearing farther north, so I suppose we'll get them eventually. Unless we go back to some hard winters of some kind.
What else bird do I miss? Grackles? Do you ever see those?
We don't have grackles.
Birds. I remember seeing them in town. They're oh, just so pretty. Black. Black is cool.
Nope.
Scattered. It's strange, it'll be in the same state, yet things are so different.
Oh, yeah.
Down that way.
Oh, yes.
It's absolutely different as far as birds or even plants and things.
We heard just once, I guess, that we heard the little owl. Kind of owl?
Hawk owl.
Well, that's one kind, but what's the other kind? Anyway, they're a tiny little thing, you know.
Oh, sowets?
No.
Boreal?
Yeah. And, because they have such a different call, kind of a trill, more of a trill than a hoot. Our Colleen that lives down in our cabin said she'd been hearing him, and one night he came home from town. We were walking in from the garage. We heard one the only time. We've got a house, a nest out there for them, but I've never gone out to look underneath it and see if there's any sign that there's any around.
Well, madam.
Yes, I guess so.
Right.
I guess so.
Well,
I tell you what, when you think of some more stories, you know,
I'm going to look up some pictures and see what I can find on pictures.
Oh, that'll bring back.
If I got many, if not, Bert's got them, and I'd nail him for them.
Well, do. Well, give him something to do. I think that'll
mm-hmm.
be. Tell him we need these, or copies of them. He could make some copies at a
mm-hmm.
copy shop.
They'd be all black and white. But
sure, though, that's fine.
It'll work out good.
Yeah, really good.
Hey, fun stuff. You can have fun with this. You're going to... Before you're through, you're going to be crazy.
I'm having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if there's ever going to be an end. We keep coming up with other people we want to talk to, people I'm trying to catch up with, people that don't know me from Adam, and I call
mm-hmm.
them and say, I
people
want to
on
talk Bennett
Road
to
you haven't got hold of yet, too. Fabian's
yeah.
and old man Bennett that used to live up there. He was a great person.
Yeah, people have talked about him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about him?
I know he grew great strawberries. And he
somebody
gave away
else.
The bushes. I remember the strawberries
somebody
we had from that, right?
Oh, I bet it was Julie.
And his beautiful old tractor with the steel wheels.
Oh, well, write this, make yourself some notes at least.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
it's too much work to write it down in any length.
That was good, thank you.
Tape some more.
So what did Fabian do? Was he a homesteader also, a gardener?
I don't know if he homesteaded or not, but I know he used to do our spring work, you know,
mm-hmm.
get ready to ground and stuff like that until we were ready for ourselves.
Well, and then there were carcasses in there, too.
Susie could, we didn't get nailed Susie, too. She remembers a lot of these
she
things.
She would, yeah.
She really remembers a lot.
Well, I've been trying to get a hold of Dick Loud because he would be the oldest of that family, but he's one that doesn't know me, and he has
is Les still around?
Oh, Les been dead for some years,
hasn't
he? He's not around here anyway. I think he's been gone for a while.
That's too bad.
Although, you know,
yeah,
my memory isn't great these days. It's,
things happening right. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, if you're ready to go here pretty quick, I'll,
I'll go home and sell some dolls.
I want to see one of your dolls.
Where do you sell your dolls?
There's a poet last lad that does some of them. I've got some at the airport. Chalkeetna, Homer, and Seward.
Oh. You want
to try not to spur down too much because I don't want too many people handling them because if you see an individual thing, you'll buy it. If you see it all, you don't want it.
Yeah, that's right. How fast do you turn these out?
Not too fast.
That's what I was thinking.
The Nally is a new customer from last year, and they've been selling real well there. I'll have to show you. I've got some ready over there.
All right, Nancy, you don't have to clean up everything, although I appreciate your efforts.
She's going to be a good soul.
Oh, good idea. But I get you to take
some... Who designed your home, you?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. And our son-in-law who built it. He is responsible for the height of that ceiling. I knew it was going to be high, but I didn't think it was going to be that high.
Yeah, the kids just got done at Cathedral Silly, but yours is much higher.
Well, that's 18 feet, and those windows up there have not been washed because we have to bring in an extension ladder to reach them. So, could you and Albie eat some potato soup for supper or tomorrow?
He might, but...
Well, we'll send it.
All right. In fact, that's his favorite thing in life is potato soup.
Let's see.
I wish I could wind up with a better appetite, but well, I don't know. I just don't.
Yeah, if you don't crave it, it's pretty hard. Yeah.
I guess I've watched too many people eat too much, and that has gotten me to where...
You're going to the other.
One way or the other, they all go. Oh, it is spring. You've got spring right here. This is neat.
Well, those have all been in the Ritzar. We have a little Ritzar right underneath that. And so those have been, those in the fuchsias.
Time's come out, you bet.
Almost all that stuff is down there until a month or so ago. Boy, is that a wonderful thing to have.
Man, I could quite, we had a great one to stay. 34 degrees all year.
Oh,
summer where it was the same, never changed.
Well, this one hasn't been that good, but lately, in fact, I should have been down there and closed it up before now. We have trouble keeping it cool enough.
Right.
When I get some more space, I'll close it. Well, we'll take it back here.
Okay.
About two or three in a time, maybe just two. someone and say, do you care if people even care what I say?
Well, when you look up and figure out how many units they have on the market, why, your small purchase is not...
And I tell you, we could be making so much more money on our stocks if they could spend as much on books.
Well, I hope that isn't a foolish move on my part.
What did you do?
I bought $18,000 worth of stock based on the fact that I think that we're near the bottom now. And if we aren't, why, I'm going to hate myself.
Well, Linda, whatever her name is now, Linda. I've been around you guys too long. I'm losing it.
Yes.
Linda, my broker, she asked me to call me up and said, you got any money? Because I think it's time.
Well, I hope she's right. I hope Roger's right.
Turn this off.